This Musers podcast is brought to you by your Lexus dealer and the 2006 GS. Visit Lexus.com for more information.
Thanks for remembering the time you spent listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out Donovan Miller live each morning from 5:30 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And we found him yesterday with long dreadlocks and, would you say, kind of full of, I don't know if attitude's the right word, but he's certainly a performer, wouldn't you say?
I think he's enjoying his celebrity.
Yeah.
Because he's quite sought after for interviews here at training camp, and he soaks each one of them up.
And we had a very awkward moment towards the end of this interview that I think you'll enjoy. And here we are yesterday with the winner of fourth and long, Jesse Holley. All right, we're here with Jesse Holley, the winner of fourth and long.
It never gets old. I love that. I love that. It never gets old. Say it again. Let me hear you say it again.
The winner of fourth and long.
That never
the
gets
reality
old.
Show. So, I mean, you're like, not only are you have a roster spot, you're like an instant celebrity nationwide now, I guess, huh?
Yeah. It's been, it's like, I didn't walk in as a regular rookie, as a regular free agent. I walked in with a little bit more publicity, a little bit more fame, a little bit more recognition than, you know, most free agent rookies that come in. With that, more eyes are on me, more people are watching me, the expectations for me are greater. So, you know, it's a gift and a curse. You know, it's great to people have, you know, scream your name and call out for you, but in the same respects, in the same regards, you have to perform, because this is world, they're cheering and calling for you and praising you now. You don't perform, you don't do what you have to do, they will boo you.
So you've been here for about a week. What's the first week been like for you?
It's been great. It's been great. Just getting in, learning the playbook, Coach Sherman, and all the guys have been great. Just making sure that I know what I'm doing, and I feel pretty comfortable for a guy who was handed a playbook 5-6 days ago. I think I'm doing a hell of a job of getting this stuff down, knowing when I have to go. There's some few things that I have to, you know, get corrected as far as my splits and stuff like that. But, you know, all that stuff comes in time. But as far as knowing the plays and knowing what I have to do, I've been pretty crisp and pretty good with that.
So as the show was going on, would you ever watch the episodes on Monday night?
Of course. I was a fan just like you were a fan.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I watched it. Did you ever just wonder, why is Michael Irvin so mad all the time?
No, I wouldn't call it mad. Mike is just so passionate, one, for the Cowboys, mm-hmm. about the Cowboys. Two, he loves football. Mike loves football probably just as a little bit less than he loves his own children. You know, yeah. He loves this game, and so I wouldn't call it mad. I would call it extremely, maybe a little bit obsessive passion for football.
I saw you on a TV interview a couple of days ago, and you said it was pretty good.
Thank you.
And you said, well, I'm only going to say this if I know Jerry's not watching, but fourth and long was actually more difficult than training camp.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff that we went through in fourth and long, I don't think will ever be in a football training camp. You know, running 8.5 miles, conditioning for 5.5 hours, not speaking to your family, not speaking to your friends, no internet, no TV, no anything. So, I mean, at least at camp, I can go home and call my brothers and call my girlfriend and, you know, call different people. At the end of the day, I get to watch TV. I get to interact with other people. These great fans in San Antonio and Dallas Cowboy fans. You know, I don't have to live in a Cotton Bowl, you know. So things are, you know, yeah, the Grand Hyatt, the Cotton Bowl, those two don't equal out. So, I mean, it was tougher doing fourth and long than it has been training camp.
Who was harder to understand when they were yelling, Coach Joe or Michael?
You just knew when Coach Joe was yelling, every other word was bleep, 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 yeah. Bleep, bleep. So, you know, if it was a couple four or five other words come out of Coach Joe's mouth, you probably weren't doing the right thing. And Michael, if he was screaming on you, you probably weren't doing the right thing. So either way, if you didn't understand them or you understood them, if they were yelling and cursing at you, you probably weren't doing the right thing.
All right, now just saying, if you don't make the team this time around, we hear... Okay, well, I didn't hypothetical.
We're not living in a hypothetical world. I don't even want to speak that into existence. So, next question.
All right, let's say you make the team, but then you get cut halfway through the season.
He's going to find his way to his question, right? Go ahead.
We hear they're going to perhaps do fourth and long again next year. Would you be ineligible since you won it this year?
I would think so. I can co-host, though. I can be a great co-host to Michael. I can be like the Turk. I can go get guys. You know, being that I am the inaugural first winner, I should have some part in season two.
Not a bad idea. You want to do a rehearsal on how that might sound real quick? I'll be Michael and you be you.
Sure, okay. Sure, sure.
Welcome back to Fort Knoll. I'm with my man, Jesse. Jesse, what's going on, man?
I can't even do it, man. But we're going to have a, I mean, if there's a season two, that'll be great because this opportunity has been great for me.
Hey, Jesse, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
You guys got
All right.
Oh, he hated me.
He laughed silently at Michael Irvin, but he laughed.
He did laugh. He kind of bent over laughing.
I think he was afraid, though, that if he was caught laughing on radio at Michael Irvin, or in this case the fake Michael Irvin, that it might negate his winning fourth and long.
Right.
So I think that's why he didn't really play along.
Or maybe he just had flashbacks of Irvin walking on the field in the dark suit and serious look on his face to yell at him.
Got scared.
Yeah.